Sufferance. Just offer a few brief reflections. To name that today, I'm starting a little five-part series the next four today and the next four Tuesdays on teaching known as the five spiritual powers or five faculties that mature into spiritual power. And I'd like to introduce the topic with a story. So, once upon a time, in ancient India, near the border of Nepal, a young woman was out for the day gathering flowers. Her family, her parents, were flower growers. And in fact, she was named Mallika, Jasmine Bud. And they were a low caste family. Back in ancient India, but they made a decent, humble living, and she contributed. She'd taken her lunch out for the day and she was gathering the flowers. And as she moved from one spot to another, further out into the field, she encountered a group of mendicants, wandering sages. And the man at the head of the line was so radiant. Just radiated love and peace, so much so that she stopped in her tracks. And without knowing exactly why, she bowed to him and just offered him her meal for the day. And the man smiled. He accepted it and gave her a smile so radiant. She was just filled with joy, filled with confidence at having given this gift and having clearly been received this humble gift in this way. And she began to wander off back towards more of her flowers. And the man's attendant turned to him and asked him, "Why are you smiling like that?" And the Buddha responded, for it was in fact the Buddha that Jasmine Bud had encountered. Before the end of the day, she will see good results of this act of generosity. Well, it didn't take till the end of the day. Jasmine was happy. She was singing as she was gathering the flowers and just joyful. The generosity uplifted her, the encounter uplifted her. And so she sang and worked and sang and worked. And meanwhile, on the road not far away, King Pasenadi was riding his horse home from a battle that had not gone well. It had gone very badly, as a matter of fact, and was feeling desolate, disconsolate as he rode his horse. And in the distance, he heard this beautiful singing. What is that? So he veered his horse off the road and, like you might follow a breadcrumb, followed the sound and entered this clearing where Jasmine was. And she could tell he was the king. He was riding his horse right up to her. And instead of bowing or lowering her head and lowering her gaze the way a low caste young woman would in front of a mighty monarch, buoyed by this confidence and joy, she reached up and grabbed the reins of his horse gently, stopping the horse in front of her, and looked up directly into his eyes and smiled at him. And he asked, "Who are you?" And she said her name. And she said, "How are you?" And he told her he wasn't doing well. Next thing you know, he dismounts his horse. And they're sitting together under a tree, and he's basically crying on her shoulder, eventually his head in her lap, her stroking his hair, consoling him for the terrible day he'd had. Eventually, his tears dried, and he sat up and he looked at her and he said, "Are you married?" And she said, "No." And he said, "Do you please ride with me to your parents' house?" Lifted her up on the horse, got on the horse, rode off, and asked her parents for her hand in marriage. So it's kind of a Buddhist fairy tale, right? It is, really. And she became, her name in Pali is Mallika, and she became King Pasenadi, a great supporter of the Buddha. She converted him to the Buddha's teachings. She became his first and most beloved wife. Out of that confidence, that joy, that being willing to show up, that faith in herself, and faith in her capacity to listen compassionately to him. So there's more to their story that I'll share another time. But I really just wanted to share this story because it's kind of sweet. It's mythic. The two people did exist and they were married. But it illustrates this quality I want to talk about today, the first of the five spiritual powers, trust or confidence, saddha in Pali, sometimes translated as faith. And there are three kinds of faith the Buddhist teachings talk about. There is borrowed faith. And borrow faith or trust or confidence in the practice from a teacher, from the teachings, from these ancient stories. The second level is bright faith. And this is perhaps a little hint of that was in Mallika and Jasmine. You've encountered something beautiful in the practice or the teachings, something that has given a little glimpse of the joy and freedom or confidence possible. It lights up the heart. That's bright faith. And then there's something called verified faith, avijja prasada in the Pali. And this is the faith of grounded experience, of knowing without a doubt that the practice, the Dharma, way of being, is transformative. It has already transformed your life in some way. So these three levels, and I'll talk about each of them briefly. The bright faith, I'm sorry, the borrowed faith. I'm going to bring out a quote here. This is from Rainer Maria Rilke, Letters to a Young Poet. Many of you know this book. And he writes, "I would like to beg of you, dear friend, as well as I can, to have patience with everything that remains unsolved in your heart. Try to love the questions themselves, like locked rooms or like books written in a foreign language. Do not now look for the answers. They cannot now be given to you because you could not live them. It's a question of experiencing everything. It's a question of experiencing everything. At the moment, at the present, you need to live the question. Perhaps you will gradually, without even noticing, find yourself experiencing the answer, which comes to you with deep trust." So that is Rilke loaning his faith to a younger poet. Just like the teachings, teachers, the Buddha can loan their trust, their confidence, their faith to anyone willing to listen. Just take the chance. The second level, bright faith or bright trust, confidence. I'll just quote a sign. This is outside of a yoga studio that I used to frequent in Redwood City. "Confidence isn't trusting that things will turn out okay. It's trusting that no matter how things turn out, you will be okay." And okay in the broadest sense of the word. I've met people who are okay when dying and experiencing profound loss, and people who are okay and experiencing profound gain and wind. There's a certain kind of confidence of weathering the world's storms that's possible. And then verified faith, avicca passada. I'll tell a story from the time of the Buddha. It was the night of his awakening. And according to the stories, he had made this resolve. He was going to sit under this tree no matter what. He was not going to get up until he had broken through to awakening. And in another mythic story, Mara, the personification of the forces of doubt, of life-denying mental states, came to him with his armies of sensual desire and hatred and greed and contempt to try to sway the Buddha from his practice. The army launched arrows, and the Buddha, with his faith, with his trust, transformed the arrows into flowers, to set. And the final weapon Mara had, this trickster had, was to come up and say, "Who are you? Who are you to wake up?" Sowing doubt. And the Buddha's simple response was to reach down and touch the earth. This mudra, this pose right here on the statue, to reach down and touch the earth as my witness. I stand my ground. I have the capacity to fully awaken. So, the power of being grounded in your own seat, your own place on the earth, your own place in the world. That kind of trust, confidence, whether borrowed, briefly glimpsed, or fully realized, is a huge, powerful ally in the practice and in life. Borrow it, trust in it, and eventually verify it. Thank you for your kind attention. So before we dedicate the merit, I have one announcement and then I'll ask for others. And the one announcement here is in an act of confidence in Insight Santa Cruz, we've received a generous gift to inspire this Sangha to continue its dana-based, generosity-based teachings that allow us to offer a dana-based retreat this June 20th to 23rd at Jokoji Zen Center. If you haven't already heard about it and you would like to come, the registration is now open. You just go to the website, you can click enter the lottery. It's a fairly small retreat. Members of this community, such as yourselves, if you want to be a member, are welcome, warmly welcome to register. And, do we have, I don't have that actually, Eddie. So it's not here, but to name that we have invited a potential new board member, Prasad Acharya, to join the board, and it is his seasoning time. So we welcome feedback, insights, testimonials from the Sangha, if any of you know Prasad. And I'm not actually sure how people get in touch to let us know about that, but if you email info@insightsantacruz.org, it will get through to me and to others. And any other announcements?
Continuing on with the generosity theme, just reminding everybody to don a basket on the back and let you go online and or volunteer.
Okay. Thank you, Manny, for the reminder of generosity. So thank you all for the generosity of your practice and being here. And may all beings everywhere benefit from this practice as it ripples through our lives, our hearts, our minds, through our relationships, outwards and outwards. May all beings everywhere be peaceful, safe, happy, and free. Thanks, everyone. See you next week. Goodbye, Zoom Sangha.